Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did a text from Nicola in Kidderminster.
Yeah.
Saying, hello, Scott, I'm naked. Now, that kind of worked when we were doing Moyles' show a week or so ago, because it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I can understand people being naked at that time, but now it's 12 minutes past 4 in the afternoon, and she's naked.
Just pure laziness, that.
Do you think she's not got dressed all day?
Yeah, I think she's just lounged around.
Yeah.
Bit dirty, that.
However, this could work. Call me, 08700 100 100. If you're naked right now,
wrong.
You need to answer the phone with, hello, Scott, I'm naked. She is, there might be others. Now, you know we had those Sugar Babes dolls sent to us earlier this week?
Yeah.
They're in the paper today.
Right.
But nothing to worry about. It's not some kind of product recall.
Okay.
They're not dangerous.
They're all fine.
Yeah. Even though a small child could probably pull the head off of a male, like I did, and swallow it, maybe. But probably not.
I don't think a small child could swallow a male's head. from the doll, obviously.
No. And they don't contain, like, deadly asbestos or anything. There's nothing to worry about. I'm just like to mention them now.
They're in the paper.
They're in the paper today, okay?
Yeah.
Now, they're all well and good. I mean, that's a really good toy, right? But that's not the toy that you really want.
Okay.
Let me show you a commercial for a toy that you will want in your life, okay? Now, this is an advert from quite a long time ago, I think. It's for a dog with quite an interesting name.
Yeah!
Gaylord, the pup, is full of tricks. Watch. Back up, Gaylord. Attaboy. Now climb, Gaylord. Up. Up. Now fetch your bowl. Got it. Good boy, Gaylord.
Gaylord, you look kind of crazy. You move kind of lazy. See what he'll do. Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkity, walkity, walk with you.
Gaylord comes with a bone of his own. He's a wonderful toy. He's ideal.
Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkity, walkity, walk with you.
So that's Gaylord the dog. I think that's off of the 50s in America. But I've just looked it up, and you can actually still buy Gaylord the pup on eBay.
What,
amazing.
Still with a bone of his own?
He's got a bone of his own.
Gaylord comes with a bone of his own. Back up, Gaylord.
Whoa, back up. Whoa.
Attaboy. Back up, Gaylord.
Back up, Gaylord.
Oh, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Who's that, please?
It's Louise.
Hello, Louise. Where are you?
I'm in Barnsley.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm naked.
Okay, why?
Because I was sunbathing in my garden earlier on and I felt a bit mucky, so I got in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey?
You felt a bit mucky?
Yeah.
So you got in the shower?
Yeah.
And you're still not wearing any actual clothing?
No, I've just got out, actually, when you mentioned it.
Right. Are you indoors or outdoors?
I'm indoors.
So you were sunbathing naked, were you?
No, I wasn't sunbathing naked, Edmund. Well, I was topless.
Is that allowed in Barnsley?
well, we've got quite a private garden, so...
I think there's a law in that area of the country that says you're not allowed to, so I'm actually going to look that up now, and I'll get back to you. Remember, I've got your number, OK?
OK.
So if you've Yorkshire Police.
If you've committed any kind of offence, then I will get Yorkshire Police to be in touch.
OK.
OK, love you. Radio 1, hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Louise.
Hello.
Hello.
And what's going on?
Well, I just put a bit of fake tan on, and I'm writing my essay, and I'm just waiting for it to dry and listening to the radio.
Yeah, well, you can't put any clothes on at the moment, can you? Otherwise, you'll streak.
I know, it's a big problem.
You see, it's Friday, people are fake tanning all over the place.
So you're writing your essay naked, are you?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, when's it going to dry? How long are you going to be naked for?
Oh, I don't know, about 10 minutes?
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
Okay. Radio 1?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Ooh.
Yes?
I'm in the back garden.
Good.
I can't believe I got through to Radio 1.
Oh, no, I can't believe it either.
No.
But you have?
Yeah.
And what are you saying?
Well, it's a lovely day in Sleaford. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Have you got any clothes on?
Well, I did have.
But now?
No.
Okay, I feel really wrong at the moment. Podcast. Radio
1. Hi, Stacey.
Hello, Scott.
You're right.
Not bad.
Now, I have received your email yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Right, tell everyone what's going on.
Well, I've agreed to go on a date this weekend with this guy who I know through my friend.
Okay.
And he seems really nice. You know, he's quite good-looking.
Okay, so you've met him through one of your mates?
Yes.
This will be your first date with him, yeah?
Yes, we're supposed to be meeting this weekend.
So what's the problem, then?
Well, he gave me his business card, and as is standard procedure these days, I thought I'd Google him. And
standard
I kind
procedure.
Of wish I hadn't now. And there's lots of pictures of him with no clothes on, just in a bath, and I don't know whether he's a weirdo or whether these are just for his own personal use, or I don't understand where they've come from. I don't know if I want to go on a date with somebody who takes pictures of himself in a bath.
Why, does he not look very good?
No, it's not that. It's just the concept of, why are the pictures of him naked on the internet? I don't understand.
Well, there might be a perfect... He might have done it for charity or something. I'm thinking...
It doesn't look very charitable.
Well, you never know. You never know. There are so many naked pictures of me flying around, aren't there?
Are there?
Well, I'm not going on a date with you.
No, you see, and you wouldn't be if you saw the photos.
I like it that you said it's standard procedure to Google somebody. Is it?
Well, you never know these days who you're going to meet. I mean, I trust my friend's judgment, but I thought I'd just double-check and... Now I'm a bit put off.
So you've looked him up on the internet and there's pictures of him naked in the bath.
Yes.
Talk me through the photos.
Oh, what do you need to know? He's naked in a bath.
I just want to kind of know, you know, are they professional shots or are they...
Oh, no. Well, some of them, they look like he's taken himself, but there are some sort of distant ones which implies somebody else is involved in this, is what disturbs me.
Are there any bubbles?
Thankfully, there are a lot of bubbles.
All right, okay.
And you're wondering whether you should go for a date with him or not this weekend?
Well, yeah, I'm just not sure, because I thought he seemed pleasant and...
He might be pleasant, he's just relaxing in the bath.
Yeah.
Well, everyone relaxes in the bath, granted, but not everybody puts them on the internet.
No, but he might be relaxing in the bath, somebody might have just passed the bathroom, taken a picture of him and put it on the internet.
Happens all the time.
He might not even know about it.
But is that what happened to you, then, is it?
No,
yeah,
mine was...
On a date with
mine was a professional... thing, and they then ended up on the internet. It was for cancer charity.
Didn't that happen to Trevor Nelson?
No, that was a completely different thing.
I just seem to remember him in a towel in the News of the World.
Yeah.
Scott Mills. What is it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are saying that the bloke from Sleaford sounded a bit like Mark Owen off of Take That. I've got a little clip here.
I can't believe I got through to Radio 1.
Hi, it's Matt from Take That.
A little bit.
There is a little bit, yeah.
It's a lovely day in Sleaford. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Hi, it's Matt from Take That.
I did have.
But now?
No.
I can't believe
I got through to Radio 1.
Hi, it's Matt from Take That.
I'm sure Mark Owen will be flattered by that.
Now, if you live in Sleaford, if you could look out of your back window now, if you can see a naked member of Take That sunbathing... Seriously, I think the press could pick up on that. Mm. So just check, if you live in the Sleaford area, maybe my favourite showbiz reporter could be straight onto that. What's her name? Beth Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe I got through to Radio 1.
Hi, it's Matt from Take That.
Seriously, if you live in Sleaford, have a look out your window now, because it did sound a bit like him. Radio
1. Gaylord comes with a bone of his own.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Back up, Gaylord.
The Scott Mills Daily.